Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
All right, please. Grand jury's up, President Garf.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Please be seated. All right, good morning, everyone. We are on the record on case CR 22-21-1623, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. We're continuing with the state's case in chief. I'll note the jurors are all present and accounted for. The court received the juror affirmation signed by each of the jurors, so thank you again for following the court's continuing admonition each day as we break for the day. When we concluded yesterday, we were done with a witness, and I believe the state is prepared to call its next witness. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, and who is the witness and who will be examining the witness, Ms. Blake?
I will be examining the witness, Zulema Pastenis.
Very well. The state may call its next witness.
Or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth.
Thank you.
All right. The court will note now the witness has been sworn. Before we begin with any testimony, I am going to inquire, Ms. Pastenis, because this trial has been live streamed and available fairly easily to observe online and also open to the public, I'm asking you whether or not you have watched any of the trial or anyone's testimony given during the trial.
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you talked to anybody else about testimony they've given in trial?
No, I have not.
Okay. Thank you for your responses. Ms. Blake, if you'd like to inquire on direct, you may do so.
Thank you, Your Honor. Will you please spell your name for the record?
My first name is Zulema, spelled Z-U-L-E-M-A. Last name, Pastenis, P-A-S-T-E-N-E-S.
And Ms. Pastenis, do you know an individual named Lori Vallow?
Yes.
How do you know her?
I met her in 2018 at a meeting Melanie Gibbs' house.
So you knew Melanie Gibb prior to meeting Lori?
Yes.
And do you know approximately when that would have been, what year?
It was around 2018.
Sometime shortly after meeting Lori, did you end up traveling to a conference in St. George, Utah?
Yes.
And was that in October of 2018?
Yes.
Do you know an individual named Alex Cox?
Yes.
And how did you meet him?
I met him at Lori's house in November of 2018 after a conference.
And how about Chad Daybell?
I met him at a conference in Mesa in the summer of 2018.
When you met Chad in the summer of 2018, did you end up staying in contact with him at that time?
No.
And after meeting Lori in 2018, did you stay in touch with her?
Yes. It was brief contact at first, and then after the St. George conference, then we started having more of a friendship.
And in regards to that St. George conference, did you travel there with Lori?
Yes.
Were there some other women with you in the vehicle?
Yes.
Do you recall who they were?
It was Michelle and then another lady that I don't remember her name, Melanie Gibb, Lori and I.
Do you recall being present when Lori and Chad met?
Yes, I was there.
Did you make any observations of the two of them together during that conference?
Yes. At first, it was just they were just talking to each other. But then Lori was really being flirtatious towards him, and it appeared that she was really putting on the moves on him.
Did Chad seem receptive to that?
Yes, because he was very giggly and laughing a lot with her.
Were you aware if Lori was married?
Yes, I knew she was married.
And did you know whether or not Chad was married at that time?
I knew he was married.
Did you also travel home from the conference with Lori?
Yes, I did.
Do you recall her saying anything on the drive home?
Yes. She was driving on the way back, and Melanie Gibb and I were in the back seat, and she asked us to search the scriptures for certain things. The first things that she had us research was anything to do with James the Less. And then she also had us research a scripture, and that was Doctrine and Covenants 77:11. And she had us read it out loud for her.
At that time, did you learn the significance of the James the Less?
Not at that time. She didn't expand on that time.
At some point later, did you learn the significance of that?
Yes. Lori said that Chad had told her that
Judge, I'm going to object at this point. Calls for hearsay.
Your Honor, it's a conspirator.
Overruled.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
And I had asked you if at some point later you learned the significance of the James the Less.
Thank you. Yes, Lori said Chad had told her previous lives, and in a previous life, she had been, they had been married, and he was James the Less, who was one of Jesus's disciples. and that she was his wife, and her name in that life was Helena.
And in regards to the other scripture reference, the DNC, did you ever learn the significance of that?
Yeah, it was in regards of the gathering of the 144,000. And Chad had told her that they were the angels that were supposed to gather the 144,000.
And when you say Chad told her they, is the they referring to Chad and Lori?
Correct.
And then you talked about meeting Alex Cox at a conference in November of 2018 in Arizona.
Yes.
Was Chad also present at that conference?
Yes.
Was Lori present?
Yes.
Was there anything, any other activity or get together held around that time?
Yeah, Lori had some people from the conference that were staying at her house. And after the conference, she had a gathering at her house and she invited me to attend.
Did you in fact attend?
Yes.
While you were there, did you make any observations of Chad and Lori together?
The three of us went outside to the backyard together. And at one time, Lori started playing basketball and asked Chad to play basketball with her. It was very uncomfortable for me because I felt like a third wheel. So I said that I was going to go inside the house, and Chad said that he was going to go inside the house with me. And Lori said, why are you going inside? Are you scared of me?
And you said you felt like a third wheel in that situation?
Yes.
At some point during that meeting, were you given a blessing?
Yes.
Who gave you the blessing?
Chad.
Who was present in the room where he gave you the blessing?
Chad, Lori, and I.
Do you recall getting that blessing?
Yes, I do.
Was there anything different about that blessing than what you were used to?
Yeah, usually when we receive a blessing, it is tailored to the specific need that you may have at that time. For example, if I was ill, the blessing will be for healing or strength to go through the illness. This blessing was different. It was almost as if Chad was looking into the future for me, and he was telling me how special of a person I was and how many gifts I had and all the things that I was going to do in the future. So it was very, very different than what I was used to.
And it sounds like you talked about your future and how special you were. Was it pretty praising of you?
Yeah, there was a lot of praise during the blessing.
At some point during that gathering at Lori's house, do you recall Chad teaching, providing any teachings to the people that were at Lori's residence?
Yeah. So at one point, a couple of people had asked a couple of questions of Chad, and he sat in the middle of the room. I don't know whether it was a coffee table or ottoman in the middle of the living room. And all of us were sitting on the couch, and he started teaching the doctrine of translation.
And when you say all of us were sitting there, how many of you were there? Do you recall, or approximately?
Probably about 6-7 people.
Were there any other men there?
No, it's only women.
Charles wasn't present?
No, Charles had gone out of town and taking JJ with him so that Lori could have the house for guests.
And when the women sat there, Chad was the one talking about translation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did Lori teach about translation?
No.
And do you recall some of what Chad was telling you about translation?
Yes. He said that there was three There were three phases to translation. The first was the, I'm sorry, I can't remember correctly, but it was something like there was a physical part, there was a spiritual part, and the third part, I can't remember. And then he said that each one of the parts, you went up on vibration and percentages, and that at each time when you hit 100, then you would move on to the next phase and on to the next phase.
Had you ever heard translation taught in that way?
No, never.
At that point in time, were you open to the idea?
Yeah, I was open to it.
Do you recall seeing Chad again in November around that same time? And maybe I'll narrow it down. Do you recall seeing Chad and Lori somewhere the day after the conference?
Thank you. Yes, the day after the conference, Lori was supposed to have some kind of a, I don't know, meeting or classes at her house. And I decided not to go there. Instead, I decided to go to the temple. And when I got to the celestial room, Lori and Chad were sitting together in the celestial room.
Did either of them say anything to you at that time?
They both stood up at the same time and they came over to me, towards me as soon as they saw me. And Lori said to me, not to tell anyone that I had seen them there. He said, please don't tell anybody that we are here.
Later in 2018, do you recall going to Melanie Gibbs' home and having Chad and Lori be there?
Yeah, there was Lori and Gibb had started a podcast, I believe, and Chad was going to be a guest for their podcast on that day.
And I said later in 2018, do you recall, was it early 2019 or later in 2018? Do you recall?
I don't recall when it was.
But sometime after November of 2018?
Yes, it was after the conference.
And would it be fair to say that it was before February of 2019?
Judge, correct. This is becoming leading objection.
Okay, well, it was untimely, but it was leading, Ms. Blake.
So at that podcast at Gibbs' house, Chad and Lori were present, you said?
Yes.
Did anything happen after the podcast?
Yeah, Chad said that he wanted us to go to lunch because he had some information to give me during the lunch.
And did you in fact go to lunch?
Yes, I did.
Who else was present at the lunch?
Lori, Gibb, Chad, and I.
Did Chad end up telling you anything at that time?
Not at the time. For some reason, Lori and Chad didn't want Gibb to hear what he had to say to me. So during the lunch, he said that he had some things that he wanted to share with me and that he would call me later to let me know what that was.
And did you in fact talk to him later?
Yes.
And did he share something with you?
Yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about what he shared with you?
He told me that he was able to read people's past lives, and he wanted to give me, I guess it was like a reading of what my past lives were. And so he gave me all the times that I had been upon the earth before. He told me who I was, about when it had been. And then he also gave me a rating of, I think it was something like a 4.2 light or something similar to that.
And Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 54A. I have a copy for counsel, a courtesy copy for the court, and then the exhibit.
Very well.
And may I have the witness shown the exhibit?
You may.
Ms. Pastenis, do you recognize this?
Yes.
Is this something that you created?
Yes.
Did you create this sometime after Chad had talked to you about the prior lives?
Yes. This was something similar to what he had given me on that day. This is what Lori and Chad were teaching in regards to creations.
And I'm going to stop you just briefly, Your Honor. I'm going to move for admission of State's Exhibit 54A.
Any objection?
Judge, I guess for demonstrative purposes, it's fine.
Ms. Blake, are you moving to admit for demonstrative purposes?
No, I'm moving to admit as an exhibit. Ms. Pastenis has said she created this based off the teachings of Chad and Lori.
All right, so it's not being offered demonstrative just as an exhibit, so any objection on that?
No, Judge, if it's understood that she created this, I'm fine with that.
Very well. The Exhibit 54A is admitted.
And Your Honor, permission to publish, please.
You may publish.
And Ms. Pastenis, I apologize. I cut you off there. I think you were starting to explain what we were seeing here. Can you please do so?
So Chad and Lori were teaching that in one realm of creations, there could be five different worlds to which one person could come to. So on this one, for example, it shows that there is one realm and one realm of creations on the left-hand side. And as you can see, it has five circles. So each one of those ones would be a world. And to the left, I have a arrow showing the spirit world. And one person could come to any of these worlds. And he had said that I had come to the third world within this creation five times, to the fourth world had come four times, and to the fifth world, which will be the earth, which was also the lowest and the darkest of the worlds within this creation, that I had come to that, to this earth four times.
And I also see a note there, Brother H.F. Jesus. Could you explain what that was?
One time Chad had said that he was the brother of Heavenly Father and Jesus, and that in another creation, he had been the Holy Ghost.
And I also see a circle there with the word limbo. Could you explain what that represents?
Later on, they started teaching that a person could become, let me back up. When a person passes away, that there was a small time where the body is still a viable body and it could be occupied by a dark spirit or a demon, and that because the body no longer has had the spirit that was originally there, but it was being occupied by a demon, that then that spirit could not move to the spirit world, that it would go into a limbo.
So the original spirit occupying the body would go to limbo?
Correct.
And when you say they were teaching, who is the they?
Chad and Lori.
Had you ever heard anything taught like that before?
No.
At that time, were you open to the idea?
Somehow. It was really different to me. I've never heard anything like that before. I was sort of open to it.
Had you heard of some of the concepts before of prior creations or multiple probations?
I've heard some things being said about reincarnation and things like that, but never in this manner.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 54. Again, I have a courtesy copy for Your Honor, the exhibit, and a copy for counsel. And if I may have the witness handed a copy.
You may.
And Ms. Pastenis, can you please just look through those pages?
Can I have a brief sidebar with counsel, please?
Yes. Ms. Pastenis, have you had a chance to look those pages over?
Yes.
And do you recognize those?
Yes, I do.
Where did they come from?
These pages come from a journal I used to keep.
And would you have been, do you remember approximately, well, let me back up. Do these contain information provided to you by Chad and Lori?
Yes.
So would you have started putting this in sometime after having met Chad and Lori?
Yes.
And do you know when you quit making these type these journal entries in particular?
This journal was probably finished around 2019.
Thank you. And Your Honor, I would move for admission of State's Exhibit 54.
Any objection?
Foundation Judge, 2019 is a long year. I should be afforded some opportunity as to when, close as to when these entries were made.
All right. Response, Ms. Blake?
Your Honor, Ms. Pastenis has identified them as her journal entries. She's indicated they would have been made in the year 2019. I think that is sufficient foundation for purposes of identifying the document and substantiating it.
All right. The court's considered the objection and the response. I am going to overrule the objection and permit the admission of Exhibit 54 based on foundation laid by the witness.
Thank you. And Your Honor, permission to publish?
You may publish.
And Ms. Pastenis, if I can draw your attention down there to the bottom, it says three phases. I think you were talking a little bit about that.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that represents?
So this is what Chad was teaching on that evening of after the preparing of people November of 2018. He said that the translation phases were emotional, spiritual, and physical. Each one of them would go from 0 to 100%, and vibrations will go from 0 to 1,000%, I think it was. And it also shows that around 80%, there is a big test in order for you to get to the 100%, and then you move on to the next phase.
And in the time you knew Chad Daybell, would he in fact tell you vibration levels that you had?
Yes.
And did he tell you that you were going through the translation process?
Yes.
And we'd previously seen another diagram where you talked about creations. Can you tell us what this is representative of?
So this right here is representative of one of those circles on that entire creation. So for example, this right here will be all of the times that a person comes to one of the worlds. So for example, this one would be Earth. And this is how a person moves up in a spiritual ascend and becomes either a 1, a 2, a 3, 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, and so on the light side, or as I have on the left-hand side, the same happens for a person if they become dark.
And so when Chad was telling you this stuff, I think you said you were given a rating of 4.2 light?
I believe that's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Who would give those ratings?
Chad would.
Who could discern light and dark?
Chad did.
And Your Honor, may I hold on to this exhibit? I intend to publish a few more, just not right now.
You may. Thank you.
Ms. Pastenis, do you recall where you went to lunch with Melanie and Chad and Lori?
Firebird's restaurant in Gilbert, Arizona.
Sometime after that first lunch, did you go to a lunch there again?
Yes.
Who was present at that lunch?
Gib, Lori, and I.
Do you recall approximately when that would have been?
I believe it was around February of 2019.
At some point, did Lori end up leaving Arizona?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately when she left Arizona?
It was after that lunch. So probably February, March.
And Chad was not present during that lunch, is that correct?
Correct. He was not there.
During that lunch, did Lori start telling you anything?
Yes. She made a diagram similar to the one that I had written down. And she went over the creations and the worlds and also the ratings of people.
And Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 54B. I have a copy for the court, counsel, and a courtesy copy for Your Honor.
Thank you.
And if I may have the witness shown the exhibit.
You may.
Ms. Pastenis, what did Lori draw the diagram on?
It was on the receipt of the lunch.
And when you look at these pages, do you recognize them?
Yeah, this is a copy of the back of the receipt because I remember I kept the receipt.
And, Your Honor, I would move for admission of State's Exhibit 54B.
No objection.
All right, Exhibit 54B is admitted.
And if I may have that for publication.
Yes.
And so as you said, this is indicating the same type of information?
Yes.
Is this also about your prior lives?
No, I don't believe that this one is. Excuse me. This one has to do again with the eternal rounds up on the top, the five worlds that one can come to. And on the bottom part is how Chad used to rate people on whether they were light or dark. So you become a one. So we're reading from the bottom up. You become a one when you're in the spirit world. And then you become a two when you are born for the first time. And then you become a three when you come again, and so on and so forth. And then she put the numbers of people that would be a two or a three and so on and so forth upon the earth currently. So, for example, there's billions of twos, billions of three. Only 1,200 people are 4.1 light, excuse me. There's only 7,000 4.2. There is only 700 4.3. And then there would be only 1/6 light, or only one person that is 6 dark on the opposite side.
So equal number of light and dark on each level.
Yes.
And then this was also part of that same receipt.
Yes.
And can you tell us what this is depicting?
So she, Lori at this time, started explaining that they were councils. And so at the top would be, Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. Then right after that, there will be a council of 12, a council of 24, a council of 48, and then so on and so forth.
And do you know where Lori was getting her information?
All of this was being given to her by Chad.
And when we talked about those different creations, did Chad ever talk to you about the term exalted?
Yes.
And what did Chad explain to you when it came to being exalted?
So exaltation means that you have come to, you have had a probationary time, and you have become a righteous person, spiritually minded, and that you are, through the atonement of Jesus Christ, you are exalted. That means that you have earned or have a place in a celestial realm.
And had you heard that type of teaching before?
Yes, I have. It is taught in the church that we can become exalted, but the way that Chad was teaching it was different. He was teaching that if you came in another world within that creation, within those five worlds, if you came in another world, let's say, for example, when I came in the fourth world, four times during that time, I had become exalted. Therefore, I had already have my place in a celestial realm. So when I came to this earth this time, I didn't need to go through a probationary time. My place was already there. I already had it. So it wasn't really a probationary time for me to be here that I had, for example, come to just help and assist the work of God.
And if you weren't in a probationary period, did that mean anything else? Or did you ever hear Lori or Chad say anything in relation to that?
Yeah, it would mean, Chad said that there wouldn't be a need for repentance if you had already been exalted in another world, that you did not need to go through a probationary time because you had already proven yourself in another world. Therefore, it didn't count for you. Lori used to say all the time, it doesn't count for me. Or she would say, for example, to me or to other people, she was saying, it doesn't count for you either. And she would do it in such a way where she would hit something and she would say, doesn't count for me.
And again, where was Lori getting her information?
All this information is coming from Chad.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask for permission to publish some additional pages from State's Exhibit 54.
You may.
And I think on that back of the receipt, we saw something kind of similar to this, but can you explain what this is?
So again, these are the councils. The top will be where Jesus is at the top. Then there will be a council of 12, council of 24, and there will be a council of 48. And Chad and Lori would have been the leaders of the council of 48. And Lori and Chad were teaching that, for example, me, Serena, Christina, and all of these people that are listed here are also part of that council. And 24 here would mean that 24 are here upon the earth.
And when we see the two lines coming down, is that again a depiction of light and dark?
Correct.
So the light and dark balance out.
Correct.
At some point, and we see this list here, and I guess let me clarify, when Chad designated you as part of that 48, was that on the light side?
Yes.
And I also see Serena and Christina also with you?
Yes.
So also on the light side?
Yes.
At some point, did their designations change?
Yes. At one time, Chad said that Serena was no longer, and that's the reason why I have a question mark right there, because Chad had said that Serena was no longer light and that she was moving towards the dark side and that she was very, the way he said it to me was that she was a very high, like a high priestess, but she was becoming dark. So therefore, she would be a very dark high priestess.
So people could move from light to dark?
That's what he was teaching, yes.
What preceded Serena moving to the dark?
Judge, could I have some foundation as to how she knows all this?
If you know what preceded Serena moving, being deemed dark or potentially moving to the dark.
At the time, Chad didn't give any explanation of why Serena was moving towards this. It was a mystery to me at the time. But later on, I found out that Serena had questioned Chad about his teachings of no need for repentance, because to her, that was a concept that she couldn't understand and she couldn't believe. So she questioned him, and then he deemed her dark.
And at that lunch at Firebirds with Melanie Gibb and Lori, did you learn anything about Charles?
Yes, this was the first time that Lori talked about someone being possessed by a dark spirit or a demon. This first time that I heard the idea of someone passing away and having this small window of time where a dark spirit or a demon could come into the body and take over the body. And she said that that's what had happened to Charles, and that Charles was now possessed by a dark spirit or demon named Ned.
Had you heard the term possession before?
Yeah, I had read about it in the scriptures before.
Had you heard it talked about in the way Lori was describing it?
No, not at all.
And do you know where Lori got that information?
That information came from Chad.
Had you talked to Lori about any problems she was having with Charles?
Previous to that, one time during the St. George conference, she said that they were having some financial issues. But other than that, she hadn't said that they had any issues.
After learning that Charles was dark, at some point, did you hear the term castings?
Yes. Lori said that she wanted us to meet she wanted to teach us something. And she also said that she wanted us to do a casting out on Charles.
Did you, in fact, end up meeting up with Lori?
Yes. we had a meeting at my house. It was late March of 2019.
Do you know where Lori was living at that time?
She was in Hawaii.
Do you recall who was present at your house?
Yes.
And who was there?
It was Christina, Nicole, Serena Gibb, and Lori and I.
And would this have been before Serena was determined to be dark?
Yes.
Did Lori explain how the casting would work?
Yes, she said that we needed to hold hands, and she gave everyone a different part to say, and we were to just cast out the evil spirit.
And to be clear, when you're doing the casting, was Charles present?
No.
Was anything physically being done to Charles at that time?
No.
He wasn't there. No touching of Charles.
No.
Do you know where Lori learned about castings from?
In this way?
Yes.
She was learning all of this from Chad. And during that meeting, throughout the whole time, she was having communication with him as we were going through the whole casting.
So Chad wasn't present for the casting, but Lori would reach out to him?
Yes.
How did Lori determine if the casting was successful?
She had to call Chad to verify whether it was done correctly or not, or if it had worked.
And after that first casting, did Lori reach out to Chad?
Yes, she called him.
And what did Lori indicate Chad said?
She said that Chad said that it had worked. And that we were successful on the casting.
Did you later learn anything in regards to Charles?
Yes, later on, she said that, again, that Ned had been cast out, and we had been successful at casting out, but then another, dark spirit had come and taken over Charles's body. This time, the evil spirit's name was Garrett.
Did you end up participating in another casting on Charles?
Yes.
And do you recall who was at that next casting?
It was the same people, but this time Alex was there as well.
Did you learn why Alex was present at the second one, but not the first one?
At first, Chad and Lori had said that Alex was a first creation, only the first time that he had come to the earth. So he had not been in prior worlds. He had only come to this world, and this was his first time in this world. Therefore, he was he had a very low rating. Believe he was only like a 2 or something like that, and therefore he wasn't spiritually savvy. And then his rating changed. They said that they had found out that Alex had been in other worlds before, and that he had been exalted in other worlds before. And now his spiritual standing had changed.
And when you say they said that, is that Chad and Lori?
Correct.
So now that his spiritual status had changed, he was able to be at the casting?
Correct.
And you talked about assignments being given. Who would give those assignments?
Lori would.
Do you recall what Alex's assignment was?
He was always the warrior.
Did Alex seem to believe?
Yes.
Was that second casting successful?
Yes. Again, Lori called Chad to verify that he had been successful, and Chad said that he had been. And but then, just as the first time, later on, we found out that there was again that period of time where another spirit could come and possess the body, and that this time there was a very high dark spirit. There was this demon that had done this for hundreds of years and had done the same thing hundreds of times or thousands of times, and that he was very experienced at doing this. And now Charles' body was possessed by a demon called Hyblos.
And while these castings were going on, was Lori with Charles? Sorry, let me back up. Not during the castings, but during that time frame, was Lori with Charles?
Only when we were doing castings for Hyblos, Lori had moved. During their separation, when Lori went to Hawaii, Charles had moved to Texas, and Lori had moved back to Texas with him.
Did you ever ask her why she was with him, if she thought he was possessed?
Well, yeah, it seemed really weird to me that after all the problems that they had and all the fighting that happened and the separation and him being possessed or whatever, that she would moved over to Texas and go live with him.
And what did she tell you when you asked?
She said she needed to take care of some finances, of her finances.
During the time of the castings, do you recall a group, the Seven Gatherers?
Yes.
Can you tell me what the Seven Gatherers was?
It was a group of girls that would get together to sometimes to share information, but we also got together to do castings together via Zoom while Lori was in Texas.
And did you all share an email?
Yes.
And you could share information?
Yes.
Do you recall who was part of the Seven Gatherers?
Yes, it was Christina, Nicole, Serena, Gibb, Melanie Pulaski, Lori, and I.
So only women were part of that group?
Correct.
Where would you get your information from, or the women of that group? Who would they turn to for answers?
Most of the time, we would turn to Lori for answers. there was sometimes when I would reach out directly to Chad for answers as well.
And again, do you know where Lori would get her information?
She got her information from Chad.
And Your Honor, I'm going to ask to publish more of States 54.
You may publish.
And Ms. Pastenis, can you tell us what we're seeing on this page, looking first to the top part?
Yes. So this would be the order in which casting would be performed. The first one would be by the order of the priesthood. Then two would be the spell and encapsulate, cast out, burn, scorder and sealed. Then the spell, banish, expel, eject, purge, and evict.
So was this all part of the casting, or was this an order of things that you'd try first?
This was done during the casting.
And on this page, are we essentially seeing the same seven steps?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And again, when you were participating in the castings, was the person physically present that you were trying to cast for?
No, we were all, we were in Arizona. Lori was in Texas and Charles was in Texas.
And if a casting was ultimately successful, did you learn what would happen to the body?
The body will die.
Were the teachings of Chad and Lori, were they evolving?
Yes.
Would you get more information or different information over time?
Yes, it was at the beginning, it was like just a small part of information. And then there was more given in different things and then more given in different things being taught.
And you were talking about the castings on Hyplos or Iplos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall if those castings were successful?
They never were.
Did you end up learning that Charles was killed?
Yes.
Do you know approximately when Charles was killed? Do you recall?
It was July 11th of 2019.
Do you recall how you learned of Charles' death?
Yes. Lori asked me to come to her house the day after. And that's when she told me.
When you saw Lori the day after, how did she seem to you?
She seemed quiet, perhaps a little somber.
Was Alex present when you went to Lori's house?
Yes, he was there.
And how did Alex seem?
Normal.
When you say Lori seemed somber, did she seem sad?
No.
Did Lori or Alex tell you what had happened?
Yes, Lori told me that Charles had come over to pick up JJ to take him to school. And when he went to put him in the car, he had left his phone inside of the house. And Lori picked up his phone and started looking through it. And Charles came back inside and demanded his phone. Lori didn't want to give it to him. So they started fighting over the phone. And Alex was there. And Tylee was there as well. Tylee walks into the room with a bat, asking or telling Charles to leave. Charles took the bat away from Tylee and hit Alex on the back of the head with the bat. And Alex took his gun out and shot Charles.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.